Heaven's Music Radio Free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Rick Adams is on.
Well, good afternoon. Today, this broadcast is the July 15th broadcast, as I told you at the beginning of the program, and this happens to be another birthday of mine, so I'm a year older than I was last week. Well, anyhow, folks, we're here, and we're very happy to be here. No matter what the circumstances may be or the difficulties that may be, we are here, and we're ready to just keep going with you and keep talking and go on. Now, we're waiting to hear from him, and let's see if he does show up without any mishaps along the way, from the guest that we were going to have on last week. And again, he is Simon Roach, who is with this South African organization. He's here in the United States for a couple of more months on a visa to try to get people together, educated on the Suidlanders and what the Suidlanders is all about, a self-defense pact, considering that in South Africa, as well now as here in America, there is this growing fear, awareness, if you will, that what we are going to experience is an opportunity for major civil strife. That is another nice word for war in the streets of America, in the neighborhoods, in the cities, and in the country. Now, you can see all of this lining up as we speak to you this afternoon on this program. You could see it from a variety of different angles. You know, you're seeing it on the home front. You're also seeing it internationally with threats to North Korea, the threats with China economic and more, threats to Russia, threats from NATO with the United States, which, of course, as you recall, NATO is something that Mr. Trump said he would love to reduce America's commitment to. And he said, don't worry, we're going to do it. We're going to do it as soon as we can, and you're going to love it, as he usually said. You're going to love it. You wait and see. Well, we haven't seen anything yet except more commitment. We've seen more rhetoric. We've seen more monies from this corrupt government in Washington as Americans are starving in greater numbers committed to the military. We've seen greater amounts of money that we do not even tax Americans for, but we do borrow at enormous interest to be able to provide for this ever-expanding empire across the globe. And yes, indeed, excuse me, like the Roman Empire, we are witnessing this decay, this constant, if you will, agitation for yet more power, for hunting down more enemies that just happen to be in greater numbers than ever before. And it all started, I guess you could say, the Bastille Day celebration, to which Mr. Trump was so accustomed to enjoying, America's entry into World War I. That was a major turning point after the Fed was enacted by a quorum in Congress during a Christmas holiday, and that would be the major beginning of the decline of America as a nation, as a people, as a country, because it would commit America to a whole new philosophy of life, and that is not being independent of what goes on around the world, not abstaining from meddling in other people's or nation's business, and certainly not, involving ourselves in the suicide, national suicide, that we now are committing national suicide. You know, Anthony Sutton wrote that book years ago, Professor Anthony Sutton at the Hoover Institution. It was called National Suicide, Aid to the Soviet Union. And in that book, he detailed how the United States built up Red Russia over several decades, not only economically, financially, but militarily, to allow for it to be able to be engaged in a cat-and-mouse game across the entire globe, essentially. That's right. To engage ourselves in this never-ending war against a new enemy that never existed before it was created by us for the synagogue of Satan. Well, so that is, you know, evolved, obviously, over the years, over the decades, to the point where it was time to bring down the Iron Curtain and to create a new atmosphere for a new order of business. And that would be the metamorphosis of communism behind the Iron Curtain into a freer, gentler nation or world. As George Bush would say, a kinder and gentler nation. Kind not to the people who are on the, shall we say, the other end of the gun of America, and certainly not more gentle or genteel. So we've gone through all of this. We've seen all of this take place. And naturally, what we have gone through is the end result, which is the soon collapse of this empire. So that is where we are at today. We're at the end of the road as a nation and as a people. And I think we have to realize that. And this is what God said would happen, you know, in his word. I'm just going to pause and see. Do we have our guest back again? Do we have him with us, Simon? You have it. All right. Well, I keep getting some signals and all kinds of beeps and bells and whistles. So if he comes, you can just write it on the Skype board. So that's it. Yeah. All right. So let's do this. In the meantime, why don't we do it? Dave is buzzing us. So why don't you just reconnect us again, all right, Sam? Bring him back up until when and if we get Simon Roach on. All right. Go ahead. Bring him up anytime. Just discussing one of his favorite subjects. That's why I say this, you see. I know that Dave is part of the retirees from the military. He's certainly been a great naval man. Isn't that right, Dave?
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I was aboard the USS Skate, which was a fast attack nuclear sub, and as I've explained on many occasions, there's two different types of submarines in the fleet, and one of them is a ballistic sub, which sits on the bottom of the ocean for 6 months and waits for the signal to launch all hell to destroy the world with their ICBMs, their submarine launched ballistic missiles. And the other type of sub is a fast attack sub, which is a hunter killer. Their job is to go around to different ports and to spy on countries. You know, we were spying at the time that I was in on the former Soviet Union. We spent quite a bit of time outside one of their big ports on a special operation, basically just watching them. And they had no idea that we were there. And I know that because one day they called us all up to the periscope and they let us take a look at what was in the view of the periscope, and that was a Soviet guided missile cruiser, which we were right next to, and they had no idea that we were there. So it's pretty fascinating stuff. It's cool to a lot of people, especially when you're younger. You know, war is cool. Of course, as you get older, you realize that being part of the war machine is not something that if you had enough sense back then, you would not want to be involved in.
Right, right. Well, you know, unfortunately, when you're young and naive and innocent, basically you can be easily molded into volunteering to do anything that the government wants. And that's what I was alluding to earlier, is this World War One scenario of the bankster-gangster elite was so revolutionary at the time, because prior to 1917 and 1918, the Bolshevik Revolution, 100 years ago now, and America's being led into World War One through blackmail and extortion under Wilson and for Wilson, you know, it was a whole different ballgame. Americans were, as you know, looking back on history now, they were saying, hey, we came here to escape all of this nonsense in Europe and all of this fighting and, you know, international, interstate rivalry, and that's what makes America different. And here we are now, we're being told we have to go back and fight their battles again? We don't like it. And so they came up with anti-sedition trials for those who did not like being kidnapped by the government into serving the banksters' interest, you know? So that's what made America different up to that point.
Absolutely, and if people actually studied history instead of paid attention to Twitter and all that other crap, Instagram and whatever else this wasted stuff is, social media, they'd find that out. All the answers are in the past, especially during that time, Rick, which was such an important time in the history of this country that pretty much set the stage for where we are, which, as you mentioned, the Federal Reserve Act being passed on December 23rd, where nowadays, of course, these public servants are nowhere near, you know, Congress at that time. But yes, they pushed it through. And then, of course, the income tax was the same year. But prior to that, all of these things set the stage. And then following, obviously, the Federal Reserve Act on December 23rd, 1913, of course, in August of 1914 was the Great War. And I'm reading a book right now on the sinking of the Lusitania. I'm not far enough in to the book to comment on it, but we know that a lot of these events are used to justify these wars that are the progeny of the Federal Reserve Act.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that was it. This synagogue of Satan cast its stone, you know, in the water, and that was the beginning. We know that even before they had the central bank, as they call it, set up, that they were already killing Americans in America, and never mind in Europe. You know, they were having brother kill brother, North and South, in the Civil War with the Schiff brothers and so forth, and a couple of presidents paid with their lives, perhaps even Lincoln, money martyred over the whole concept of, you know, irredeemable paper notes. And then we saw, what was it, McKinley, I guess, Bill McKinley, wind up getting assassinated, you know, because he also opposed the Federal Reserve Bank, and they finally got it in under Wilson. But, you know, all of this is history that is totally unbeknownst at this point to the American public, certainly to school children who are, as you know, Dave, they are being mandated now to learn about the Holocaust. And they were being told that that is something they must do before they can get a graduation certificate. They must learn about this, somehow this unique suffering that took place, oh, just about 75 years ago or so in Europe. And they have to see movies and do book reports and all kinds of stuff like that. Now, some of my younger friends who have joined the movement that we've had on the program in the last year, you know, they say, well, kids today just laugh at that and they scoff at it and they just dismiss it. But, you know, it's not that point. It's not whether they believe it or not. It's that they have to submit. They have to submit to this mind control and be brainwashed by these forces of darkness which are descending upon their very crania, you know, where they're thinking and whatever it is they're trying to do to have fun, that they have to submit to some notion that this is history and that nothing else is important, so that they can justify the next war and the next worldwide conflict for freedom and for the poor you-know-whos. You know, I mean, this is again, as we've been saying now for these past few weeks that you've been with us, it is amazing. AFP, certainly under attack for those reasons. Many other sites under attack for those very reasons. I guess some sore toes are resplendent there, huh?
Rick, you're absolutely right. It's disgusting, and I have a 10-year-old, and my view is that he goes to school not so much to learn what's important to learn, but to go to school to learn the basics. I'll make sure that he knows the truth, or what I think is the truth, about these important topics, about the Holocaust. I want to mention two things. One is that, of course, you know, because you hosted Phil Turney and myself on your on your program about the Liberty. We're going to be speaking in front of a large gathering in Dallas coming up next month, and I was looking at the map of where it was. And I, you know, it has, you know, on this Google Maps, it has, you know, the different locations, and it tells you exactly what's there, like Dealey Plaza, the sixth floor museum where Oswald shot, which is such a joke, Kennedy, and right next door to that is the Holocaust Museum. Right there, they make sure that they plant themselves right in the center of towns, that people will not forget about this imaginary event, which is used, as you so eloquently said, to justify the wars over and over again. Well, we got a letter from, and we get letters regularly in support of the Liberty, and I just I was very touched by it, and I read it to Phil, and he was too. It's a bit long. I was wondering if you'd like to hear at least a portion of it.
Yes, I would like to hear it. And then we do have Simon up after the next break. He has finally been able to get through. So, yes, read that portion to us now.
Yes, I'll read as much as I can before the break. It says, "Sir, I followed your efforts to keep truth alive over the years. I listened to Radio Free America with Tom Valentine, and I read The Spotlight. And this fellow, by the way, is in prison. He's writing this letter from behind bars. He's serving a life sentence, ostensibly for murder. He says, many an angry tear has formed in my eyes while telling people about the June 8, 1967 attack on the USS Liberty that killed 34 brave men and wounded 174 others. The average American hasn't got the courage to even question why the Zionist Air Force of Israel would deliberately try to sink an American ship in open waters, clearly identifying itself as a friend. But by the end of the WTC mass murders in 2001, we the people began to awaken from our slumber and slowly grasp the sad facts that not only is Israel not our friend, but their funny money and media now rules over every U.S. federal agency anywhere through their propaganda and their purse. So when the rich Jews told the American president to stand down, he obediently did as he was told, stood down, and betrayed you. Americans have been trained by their Jewish TV sets to be individuals, as the same Jews flood our lands with dangerously hostile foreign minorities, who they then condition to hate us and blame for all their troubles. We acquired these slick little masters of victimhood, propaganda, and usury as Europe was kicking them out for doing there exactly the same thing they are doing here now. Think about it. By the end of World War I, the Jews had so taken over Russia that by the rise of the Axis states of Italy, Spain, and Germany, the poor little Bolshevik Jews had already exterminated nearly 25 million white Russian Christians, and they would not stop until fully half the entire population had been brutally exterminated."
That's a great portion of that. I appreciate you reading that. And once again, thank you for coming back on, Dave. We'll talk to you again. Appreciate it. God bless.
And happy birthday to you, my friend.
Thank you. All right, we'll be back with Simon in just a moment.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
All right, okay, here we are. The moment you've been waiting for, and I've been waiting for too. He was not able to stay with us last week because we were shut down all of a sudden. But I think we're going to make this happen, God willing, this afternoon in the next half hour. And he is Simon Roach, and he is representing the group, the Soodlanders. And that is basically a survival mutual defense group that is preparing for a civil war in South Africa. And also, we need to be aware of that in America as well. So welcome up, Simon. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much for having me, Rick.
You're welcome. It's good. I'm glad we were able to bring you up now. Let's see if we can complete the program today. And let me just have you before the next break coming up shortly, and then we'll have more time to the next half hour. But let me ask you about this group now. Monica Stone. She was the one who told us about it and recommended you, and I guess she's part of the group, I think, and tell us about it now, the inception of it 20 years or so ago.
Yeah, that's right, Rick. Our organization was founded about 20 years ago by a man called Gustav Müller, a South African patriot who believed that it was clear that there would be trouble with the African National Congress government. In other words, that it wasn't going to be all wine and roses as the mainstream media had painted the picture of, you know, sort of a new South African rainbow nation. And so Gustav Müller founded the organization, and over time, as more and more people have seen the rates of crime and violence and really madness in our government, so we have grown from strength to strength, and we are now the largest non-state-owned civil defense organization in the world.
That's amazing, but I understand that of that number, that you still have quite a few whites in South Africa, several million, and I'm wondering what percentage of them are prepared to do you are proposed here, what you have done so far. What percentage of them are involved in your effort?
Well, Rick, it's very difficult to tell how much support we've got by sheer virtue of the fact that many people are afraid of repercussions if they are associated with a group like ours. You know, our group is constituted under international law, which makes specific provision for identifiable ethnic groups to form civil defense organizations, and therefore we are a white organization, and of course that's sort of anathema in South Africa. Any race-based thing is considered evil, and many people therefore don't want to be publicly associated with us. You know, they could lose their jobs, we have a membership of about 100,000, just short of 100,000 people, of a population of 4.7 million. We would put our support, in other words, the core people who would instinctively support us in the event of a crisis, at give or take treble that.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, time is short before the break, but let me ask you now, why did you seek this international recognition status? Was it something that you just thought would be better, or is it something that you had to do?
It's something that we had to do, because in South Africa you cannot have an all-white organization. You can have the all-black black management forum, black accountants association, blah, blah. But you cannot have an all-white organization. However, this international law permits us to organize along ethnic lines.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's getting to be the same here in America. Not that bad yet, but it's almost anathema here to even consider any private group today. An American Association of Whites, David Duke found that out, his groups and others as well, the Association of White People. That sort of thing is considered by the media bosses to be racist, but the NAACP has never changed its name, and that's considered to be perfectly acceptable and noteworthy. All right, we have a break, and we'll come back, and we'll continue with you. So you stay there, Simon. And we'll take a call or two along the way. Be back, folks, in just a moment.
Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And we're back now. We're talking with Simon Roach. And Simon, you're giving us a pretty good sketch as to what you had to do to be able to function in South Africa. And I was just saying, you know, it's becoming more difficult here in America. And I think we're following the same path as it is in Europe, obviously. We're seeing our brothers being destroyed, their economies, their nations, their boundaries, everything being orchestrated against them by the same people that apparently orchestrated now the ANC into power, and that's the same group of people we were talking about earlier, the synagogue of Satan, as Jesus described them. So we're witnessing the destruction of our society from within, and yet most people here don't have a clue as to who's doing it or what's happening to them. Is it, in your opinion, still pretty much a spirit of slumber or you know, stupor in South Africa amongst the white population as well?
Yes, very much so. You know, Rick, the global capital-driven mainstream media has forced a particular narrative down the throats of particularly the Western world. You know, this politically correct narrative, this mainstream media narrative that we see in North America, in Europe, in South Africa, Australia, New Zealand, is not prominent in Cambodia and Kazakhstan and Peru and so on. You know, this is something that is very particularly directed at the Western European peoples of the world. Even a casual observer can see that. The net result is if you consume that every day of your life, if that's what you're given to consume, that you're liable to be misled. And it is the case, as you correctly allude, that in South Africa, many people believe that everything is hunky-dory and that the government is trying its best. Now people are starting to wake up because the levels of crime, violence, rape, murder, corruption, and incompetence are, you know, they're so obvious that you can't miss them, even if you're half blind, as it were. But it has so far worked very well for the government to disguise their true intentions.
So this ANC government now that rules over dramatic, you know, changes or opposition, turmoil, whatever you want to call it, do you feel now that the government with private military groups of blacks and different tribes are orchestrating an event to drive out the remaining white population?
Absolutely. In August of last year, one of our former judges president said that we are approaching a civil war, a race-based civil war. In October of last year, one of our leading political observers, the brother of one of our former presidents, said that we are standing on the cusp of a race-based civil war. On the 7th of November last year, the head of our Marxist party, that is the Economic Freedom Fighters, whose name is Julius Malema, stated, "I'm not calling for the slaughter of all whites yet." 2 Mondays ago, the head of the African National Congress government's armed wing, known as the Spear of the Nation, said that it is now time for blacks to join training camps so that they can train to fight whites in a civil war.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's now open.
Well, now, what, I mean, it's diabolical, I understand. I think most of us do, because in the end, what have they gained? The so-called black majority, which is not a majority, what do they gain in the end, except going back to the way it was before the 17th century and the slaughters that were taking place by the hundreds of thousands, all of those centuries prior to that? I mean, is that what they look forward to, their own destruction?
I think that to some degree, yes, Rick. You know, it's very difficult, if I may say so, for Americans to appreciate the difference in cultures between various peoples, because in the USA, there is a predominant mentality that was dictated by the people who founded this the United States and who still dominate it. Therefore, the minorities in this country, to some degree, do as the Romans do when in Rome. You have to really be in a different continent, in a different culture, to be immersed in it, to appreciate that when there are not those constraints, some constraints such as you have in the USA, that people obviously revert to the type of their culture and their values and their norms. And it's indisputable that in South Africa, in Africa, but in South Africa, there is to some extent a mentality which says, I would rather have absolutely nothing and to get rid of these people who have been my historical oppressor, as the story is sold, than have comfort and what have you. You know, Rick, it's a very little-known thing that during apartheid, many millions upon millions of black people from across Africa left their supposedly free and egalitarian and wonderful independent societies to come and work in the racist apartheid state of South Africa. You know, I'm using terms obviously to play to how the liberals would have it. Because it was far better, far more comfortable for them to live in evil South Africa than it was to live in the utopian states that their brothers were ruling. You know, Rick, if anybody ever goes to Nelson Mandela's house in Soweto for some kind of a pilgrimage, or I don't know what kind of crazy things people do, they will pass on their left-hand side on Old Potch Road, on their way to Nelson Mandela's house, the world's largest hospital, built in Soweto by the evil racist whites for the oppressed black people. During the 1970s, 80s, and 90s, South Africa produced more running water than all of the other 51 states of Africa put together. I know that it's not possible. I know that it's impossible. I know that it sounds ridiculous, but it's a fact that one country could produce more running, clean running water for all the people of that country than another 51 together. More electricity was produced over that period by South Africa every day than in the other 51 countries of Africa put together. So, you know, the notion of genocide as it's been sold, some kind of black genocide during apartheid, is a fiction. That is how the black population of South Africa in 3.5 generations increased by 2,000%. In 3.5 generations, the black population of South Africa, people can verify this, they can go on Wikipedia, they can look at the demographic statistics in the censuses and what have you and see it for themselves, by 2,000%. And now we're in a situation where the Marxist-driven government of South Africa is saying, well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We don't care about those things. The most important thing is that we should have our freedom and we should get rid of our oppressors. So they would far sooner have their own people starving to death, their own people suffering under a failed government. We are now declared junk status. Our sovereign bonds have been declared junk by the ratings agencies, Mitch, Standard & Poor, Fitch, I beg your pardon, Standard & Poor and Moody's. The people would rather have that than that they should live comfortably in a Christian environment, in a conservative environment, in a society in which things make sense.
Yeah, yeah. How do you feel, then, that the Suidlanders would be able to prepare for what you see as this eventual conflict with arms?
Well, what we have been doing over the past 20 years, particularly the past 10 to 15 years, let's use 12 years as a round number, is establishing a network of groups right across the country. We've also established a high-frequency radio network which covers the whole of South Africa. That is the reason, incidentally, Rick, why our government withdrew 2,100 ham radio licenses last month. Because you can imagine, you know, it terrifies the...
I was going to say that, yeah. I mean, they're permitting it, and now you just answered my question. So what other means of communications would be left in this war against the groups coming together to coalesce for self-defense, then, if they shut down just about everything? Can you tell us? Did we lose you? Maybe we did. Maybe we lost this connection. I don't know. What happened, Sam? Hang on there. Let's see. I think I was a little bit prophetic here, huh? Ladies and gentlemen, all of a sudden, Simon is gone. And we're talking about cutting off links of communications here. It's amazing, isn't it, how listened to this program actually is, Rick Adams Uncensored. It truly is amazing. People don't realize that. People don't know that we have such a small voice in this world of evil and confusion, and yet God's children and his prophets and his missionaries and apostles have always had the same. They've always had a minimal of voice around the world in their day. Now we're reaching the point where we do have ability for people to hear the truth go out in all the far-flung corners of the globe. And yet, guess what? There are interferences. Satan really is very unhappy. He's one unhappy dude. He really and truly is, because he knows he's already been sentenced to death. All right? And he doesn't like us rubbing it in. Well, let's rub it in some more for him. Okay, is Simon back now?
Yes, I am. I'm very sorry about that, Rick. I can't explain what happened.
Well, I can. I mean, what an appropriate moment, huh? I was just asking you about what you do when all communications links are cut. And then you were cut.
Yes, there's some peculiar events that have happened to us during this tour of the USA. I don't want to point any fingers, but very difficult to explain.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, as you were saying, then you're making preparations rather than laying down and playing dead, and that's a wonderful thing. America is a different situation here, as we know, demographically, and also in terms of arms. Now, the Sons of Cain, these people who call themselves Jews, are trying desperately to disarm Americans through any means possible, including fake attacks, fake terror, and so forth. And yet, the more they have, the more people have armed themselves. So we have a different yet similar fate and similar situation, but, you know, we look to God as our protector ultimately and know that He will be victorious. So what I was just asking is, I don't know how much you can say right now on this program, or you would choose to say, but do you have many who are formally involved with the military of the government of South Africa under the white rule, who know how to deal with survival and terror threats and so forth? Do you have many of them?
Yes, we do. You know, Rick, the events of the 60s, 70s, 80s, and the early 90s on our borders, where the government was fighting nine countries simultaneously, have turned out to be a terrific blessing, because we're now in the situation where the moderate people of South Africa, the conservative Christian people of South Africa, the non-radical, sensible, sober-minded people of South Africa who don't want to see their children die, are preparing for a severe crisis, but, thank God, with a tremendous amount of knowledge and skill. We're non-belligerent, we're non-insurrectionist, we're non-seditionist, we are not militant. But if push comes to shove, the world will see how we are able to defend ourselves, as we have done in the past. We are those people of South Africa who will not capitulate to barbarianism, and who have chosen to stand and fight, if necessary, for what is right and good and true.
Amen. That's a wonderful thing. You know, and I know that in the scriptures we're told, right, in the book of Genesis, that he who curses Abraham's seed shall also be cursed. And we've seen what happened with Rhodesia. We've seen what happened with South Africa now. And the curses are going to get to be more broad, more sharp. They're going to be more, I believe, catastrophic for all of the continent of Africa, if indeed they persist in what they do. Really, the ultimate ones who suffer are these who are pre-Adamic peoples that really and truly have cursed, at least their leadership has cursed, the wonderful things that have come forth for them, as you mentioned just a few earlier. So I don't, like I say, I almost feel sorry for them, but I really can't. That's up to God and his own economy to decide. That's the way I'm feeling.
Yes, there is a mighty judgment coming. Rick, this is a certainty. Our people are not immune to flaws and failure. We are not perfect. That is to say, Western Europeans, or Europeans rather, are not perfect people. However, we have striven to make the world a better place. We have built and built and built not merely societies, but civilizations. Now we are paying the price for endeavoring to be altruistic about it, for endeavoring to share every good thing with every people. This is a clear thing. This is not my opinion, your opinion, his opinion, her opinion. Anybody can see the sequence of events that has taken place. Great
yes.
civilizations have been built. Those civilizations have been shared. The consequence of the sharing of those civilizations has been to be spited, for want of a better word. The consequence has been a kind of a spite towards our own goodness. And I am positive that you are correct when you say that the Lord will at some point intervene in this matter. I don't believe that he's going to let this go unpunished forever.
No, he won't. He tells us that as well. But in the meantime, we do, as you say, we do make preparation in every land, in every country, and particularly the nations of Europe and Australia, the United States, New Zealand, and so forth, where you're under attack from the same sources. So we'll come back, and I'll ask you, what about the American movement here, and how Americans listening now or anywhere can learn more from you. So we'll be right back, folks. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
All right, we're back, folks. In the last few minutes of today's program, which I think has turned out to be quite a great show, Simon, why don't you, the time we have left, give us an idea what your message is to us here in America and what that needs to be done to help ourselves and to communicate with you to learn more.
Well, Rick, the first thing I can say is that if anybody would like to email me, they are most welcome. My email address is hk@suidlanders.co.za. So that's hk@suidlanders.co.za. The second thing I'd like to say is that if anybody would like to learn more about our organization, the best source is our website. We have a terrific website, and the address is suidlanders.org. So suidlanders.org. It's a really good website. Look, one thing that is probably most outstanding or necessary in the American environment, I think, is unity. I try to avoid pontificating about circumstances in the USA. It's not my business. But if people ask me, and they have, many people have asked me, what is the thing that we are lacking? What is the thing that we can do better? I would say that the thing that is lacking is unity. I've observed that on the right-hand side of the political spectrum here in the USA, there's tremendous splintering. Dozens upon dozens upon dozens of groups. Everybody has a better idea than the next person, and they form their own group. This week I met William Johnson, the head of the American Freedom Party, and I said to him, you know, I wish that more of these young people would get behind the American Freedom Party. It's an organization that is well organized, it has decent resources, it has experienced leadership and tremendous structures. Let these young chaps in all of these disparate groups come together so that they can establish solidarity in the right-wing in right-wing circles, and so much more will be achieved. And I pray earnestly to God that he will inspire the hearts of people here in the USA to come together more.
All right, and brother to brother, sister to sister, that's something that they need to do, I think, in unison to learn more about the really the source of all of this from their own scriptures. If they'd get back to the Word, they'd learn and they'd know who the enemy is, as it says in Mark 13, chapter 13 of the Gospel of Mark. And we need to put on the whole armor of God, as Paul said, you know, and emphasis. So, yeah, that's great. I'm happy to talk to you, and certainly we were out there for years before the last sellout of South Africa took place in America in the 1980s, and we were bringing them the truth and warning them in America that what was happening there would be happening here someday. And you know what? I'm afraid to tell them, yeah, we were just quoting the prophets. We weren't prophets of old.
Yes.
We were messengers of the Word. So, anyway, it's a wonderful thing. You keep up the good work. God bless you. Seek him. And thank you for finally getting on with us, Simon.
Thank you very much for having me, Rick. Good night and God bless.
Amen as well. Thank you. All right, folks, we did it again. We managed. So thank you all for joining us. Rick Adams Uncensored. Rick Adams, The Deadly Experiment, on YouTube, and we, God willing, will see you one way or another next Saturday again. Yahweh bless his elect.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.